Remember this interview we did in April?
It's always very difficult to sort of predict which way it's going to go. What we know is that we have a very strong case, also because a lot of legal experts actually agree with us.
That's Dutch lawyer Dennis van Berkel, who told us that he was taking the Dutch government to court to force a reduction of greenhouse gas emissions. And overnight, he won that case on behalf of 900 Dutch citizens. Welcome back to RN Drive.
Thank you for having me.
Can you briefly explain the judgment of the District Court of The Hague?
There were basically three parts to the judgment. First, the judge set out that climate change is a real and a severe danger to the citizens of the Netherlands and citizens worldwide. And that in order to prevent this danger from happening, this potentially catastrophic and irreversible danger, as he called it, greenhouse gas emissions need to be reduced significantly. So that was sort of the first part. And then the second part was, is there a legal obligation on the state to do so? And the judge answered this in the affirmative. The judge set out that the state has a duty of care to protect its citizens against these impeding dangers. And that state is not doing right now what it itself actually acknowledges is necessary. So the court looked at the science that is set out by the IPCC, and that, in fact, all states have actually acknowledged around the world to be the state of the science, and just say, well, the Netherlands is clearly not doing what science is saying is necessary, and therefore that is unlawful. The third part was about, well, is this a case for a judge to decide upon? And then the judge set out that under a rule of law, politics also needs to be checked whether their actions are lawful or not, and that is, and it's the position, the role of a judge to also protect the rights of citizens. And therefore, in this case, although there are political consequences of a judgment, and he also acknowledged this, still it is a case for a judge to decide upon.
But what will it mean for the government? What will it mean for the government of the Netherlands? What does it mean in terms of legislation, policy? What does it actually force the government of the Netherlands to do?
Well, so the court ordered the Dutch state to reduce its emissions by 25% by 2020 if you compare it to 1990. And the current projections are that we'll get to a 14 to 17% emission reduction by 2020. So between 14 and 25%, there's a clear gap. So what the government will do is that it will need to adopt additional policies that will reduce these greenhouse gas emissions.
So the way that they construct those policies is up to them. It's the outcome that the court has imposed.
Yes, totally. I mean, the court is not into what type of policies. The court specifically
made clear...
But
it set the level. It set the level, which is quite extraordinary.
Well, what it actually said is that in 2007, the IPCC determined that on the basis of science, so-called Annex 1 countries, so that's all the European countries, Australia is also among them, so that's sort of the industrialized countries, that those countries need to reduce by 25 to 40% before 2020 to have a reasonable chance to avoid dangerous and catastrophic climate change. So that's sort of the 2-degree boundary. And all states, also the Netherlands and also Australia, have acknowledged this fact. They have acknowledged that that's the state of the science. So the court said if the Dutch government is also committed to the 2-degree boundary, then it should follow up what science says is necessary to do. So,
So can I just interrupt? What's been the government's response to the judgment? Have they said whether they'll appeal it or not? Because it is, as I say, quite an extraordinary judgment.
There is no official reaction from the government yet. There are a large number of parties in Parliament, almost all of them actually, that have requested a debate on this topic that will take place after what will be here this summer, because the Parliament is going into sort of on holiday for in about a week. So it will be debated in Parliament what the state or what the government will do, and there are a number of parties that feel that it's that they shouldn't appeal, that this is the state, this is what science says, that there is in fact a role for the state to protect its citizens, and we would also find it a bit odd, sort of to say if a judge says, well, this is what you need to do to protect your citizens, Then a state follows up. Well, I'm not doing it. You know, I'm not in the business of protecting my citizens. If the state is not in the business of being there for the interests of its own citizens, then what is its role in the first place?
So, if they do decide to appeal, if the parliament after they have this break makes this decision, can you take it further to a higher court?
There are two instances. There's the Court of Appeal, and then there's the Supreme Court. But we feel it's a very, very solid judgment. It's very lengthy and it's very, very well argumented. So we're confident that this judgment will hold up eventually.
And this has set a precedent in the world?
Oh, I think it does. The court itself realizes this as well. It's quite extraordinary that they put out a Dutch version and an English version of the complete judgment simultaneously. Sometimes other important judgments are sometimes translated, but in this case, the court actually did that itself.
Extraordinary.
And the legal principle.
I'm going to have to leave it there, but thank you so much. That's legal counsel for Urgenda, Dennis Van Berkel. You're listening to RN Drive. Time to head off to the drawing room.